Starting up a new relationship can be very daunting for someone who's been out of the game for a long time. Maybe you don't know what to do, or you are concerned that the ways that you have been taught to woo women are not up to scratch anymore. And of course, you don't want to make a fool of yourself. And we get it. It's completely normal to feel like this. And with all the new ways to meet women now, it is completely understandable why men would stand and scratch their head wondering which path to take to get the date. Or even, what do I need to do to stand out? Well, let us put that fear into a box and shove it under the bed, shall we? There is no need to be worried or stressed when it comes to dating and trying to bag that babe. We've got you covered. We've taken a peek into the world of dating and the minds of single women who are just waiting for their perfect man to come and sweep them off their feet. And of course, we've got the answers. Good answers that you can use to walk the walk, talk the talk, and separate you from the riffraff on the dating scene. So buckle up, guys, settle down and get those ears cleaned and ready to listen. These are the top tried and tested strategies that men use to make the women of their dreams choose them over other guys. Effort. Now I know as soon as you hear this word, your natural reaction is to roll your eyes because women expect too much, but in reality, they don't. You just presume that the type of effort they want is too much hard work. A little effort on your part goes a long way in a woman's mind. For instance, if your first date was this spectacular, romantic, and a beautiful date that you both enjoyed and can feel the chemistry, then this is the bar that you've set yourself for future dates. But that doesn't mean every date has to be expensive and an out-of-town type of vibe. The effort that went into planning the first date is the expectation that a woman will hold in her mind. Sometimes people get too comfortable in a relationship and forget to date the person that they are with, but if you make that effort every day, you will always be ahead of the game. The next step. There's nothing worse in a woman's mind than dating someone or getting into a relationship with them, and then 6 months down the line, you're still doing the same exact thing that you've been doing from the start. Now, no one is saying after 6 months it should be wedding bells or a baby. That's completely down to the couple themselves. But as a whole, a relationship should be making small and slow steps of progress month by month, as you grow together as a couple and also as individuals. Just a little tip. The next step could be as small as introducing her to your friends, a family member, or the whole family. Whatever floats your boat. Women will see the stationary mindset as a massive red flag and quickly detach themselves from you if they think you are that type of guy that just wants to sit around and not care about progress in any form. If they wanted that type of relationship, they would have bought a houseplant. Manners. We have all been taught from a very young age to say please and thank you whenever necessary, to be polite to older people, open doors for others when we can, and so much more. But when we get to a certain age, for some reason, manners tend to disappear and the importance of them is forgotten. Let me tell you now, there is nothing more unattractive about a guy who does not have or use manners, ever. It's the biggest red flag and the easiest way to cut your chances with a woman. If you want to be ahead of the rest when it comes to finding a good woman and keeping her, it's as simple as using your manners. Women will watch the way that you interact with others around you and how you speak to them. Now, the famous saying, treat the janitor the same way that you would treat the CEO, will replay in their head as they watch you order food or talk to someone randomly on the street or even on the phone to a customer service advisor. It all adds up, and it says a lot about you and how you view other people if you do or do not use manners. It takes nothing to be kind, and it's actually completely free. Ambition. Women have been raised with the idea that men are providers and will provide for them, the family and those around them when they reach adulthood. An old way of living that does not hold the same level of standards or values anymore. But naturally, women will look to their partners for help and signs that you value building the family bond that they often want. Women will look for a man who has ambition in life and it will attract them to you more. Now, don't get this twisted, they're not looking for a man who wants to be the CEO of a next big company. Although, if this is your goal, then go for it. By ambition, we mean the fire inside your belly to get up and go in the morning. No one wants to be in a relationship with someone who would just go to work that they probably don't like, then come home, sit in front of the TV until bedtime, and repeat. Where's the ambition and adventure in that? Having some ambition about yourself and your life makes you that much more attractive and fun to be around. Whether it be wanting to improve your own health and fitness, that you can go on a few hiking adventures, or you want to try a new career, so you put in that extra bit of hard work. Anything is better than a couch potato. Confidence. Understandably, you may not be the most confident person in the world, so you wouldn't portray that when you are out and about. But there are a few little gestures you can do that will have the ladies believing you are full of confidence, which they love and find very attractive. And it's even proven that if you pretend you are confident, you will start to feel it too. Shoulders back. Walking with your chest proud gives off the illusion that you are confident in your skin, and it will show. You will radiate confidence and capture everyone's eye as you walk past them. A smile. A smile is very contagious. It's almost impossible not to smile back at someone when they smile at you. A smile also gives the impression that you are friendly, which is an added bonus when first meeting someone new. Smelling good. Grab yourself a nice aftershave to help complete your look and have all the women dropping at your feet when they smell you. It does not have to be expensive either. Drugstore aftershave nowadays smell just as good as the high-end fragrances. Eye contact. Making eye contact with whomever you are speaking to not only shows them that you're fully engaged in the conversation, but also shows them that they have your undivided attention. In addition to this, when you walk into a room, to not avert your eyes and look at the floor, as it shows you're not 100% confident. If you walk into a room as if you belong there, regardless of how you feel inside, everyone around you will adopt the same notion that you do belong there and will naturally gravitate towards you. Now, confidence is something that we have to work hard on when it comes to ourselves. Although some guys have too much of it, which turns them into an arrogant person, which is a massive red flag for women, by the way. But just altering your body language with these small 5 steps, I bet you will feel a little bit more confident with each step. And the next time, and then the time after that, until eventually you do start to feel naturally comfortable and confident in your own skin. With these tried and tested strategies under your belt, you're gonna have the ladies eating out the palm of your hand. And all of those guys who you think are a lot better than you will surely be sat on the bench for the rest of the season. So next time you are about to step outside and you notice a pretty lady, why not go up and say hello? Put these tips to the test and see if you can secure that first date. Now, if there are any other strategies that we've not mentioned, and maybe you're thinking, well, actually, if a guy did this, then I would definitely choose him, why not comment below so other women can agree and the guys can take some extra notes? Because every little helps, and we all want to find that special love. Happy dating.